On Monday, Clemens Family Farm in Charlotte put on an event titled Bliss Eclipse. It offered not one, but two special viewings. There was, of course, the total solar eclipse, but before that, attendees also became the first to see a new exhibit. Vermont Public's Elodie Reed attended Bliss Eclipse and has this report.
A couple of hours before the total solar eclipse on Monday, just as the sun arced into the western sky in Charlotte, several dozen visitors arrived at Clemens Family Farm. They wandered inside a whitewashed building which once housed a blacksmith shop, then an African art mail order import business. And now, for a brief time, it's home to a new art exhibit titled Beneath Our Skin. The exhibit features poetry, a song, visual art, and other storytelling from Black Vermonters and white healthcare providers, describing their emotions during the early rollout of COVID-19 vaccines.
I'm hoping that it'll show the wide range of what was felt so that people can understand that, you know, it wasn't just, oh, Black Vermonters felt this one way. It was, we felt everything.
This is Yana Marie Orsell, the farm's wellness arts advisor. She curated this exhibit, which will open publicly in South Burlington and Brattleboro later this week.
So this is the word cloud created. So these are the words that came up the most in the different stories. You'll see freedom, Tuskegee, choice, right?
How big Tuskegee is.
Yes, that came up a lot.
The man you hear, Reverend Corellis Bryant, recently became the senior pastor at the United Church of Lincoln. He moved to Vermont from New York City last summer. And here, among so many white people, he says he notices a lack of cultural wisdom about things like the Tuskegee experiment, when the federal government denied hundreds of black men access to penicillin for decades in order to study the effect of syphilis on their bodies.
Pretty well documented facts and cases that laid the foundation for certain communities to be skeptical of the medical advice coming from the government.
But here, at an exhibit on one of the largest historic African-American-owned farms in Vermont today, Bryant says he was feeling nourished by the stories, voices, language, and imagery of black people.
Anything that's sort of black-centric is kind of a refuge for me, and I'm seeking them out because I have come to realize how sustaining these moments are going to be, finding black community, black thought. And so, yeah, this is a godsend. I'm a pastor, forgive me, but a godsend for sure.
For 61 years, Jackson and Lydia Clemens owned their farm in Charlotte. Then in 2023, a nonprofit led by their daughter, Dr. Lydia Clemens, purchased the 138-acre Clemens Family Farm. Among the nonprofit's stated intentions for this preserved land is to give black artists an opportunity to thrive and to do so in a loving, multicultural community. And what that looks like in practice? Take the Beneath Our Skin exhibit. It showcases both art and data, according to curator Yana Marie Orsell, in an effort to improve future vaccine uptake. It hopes to do this by illuminating the needs and perceptions of black Vermonters as well as the caregiving behaviors of their primarily white healthcare providers. One of the steps toward a goal like this, says Board of Directors member Robin Anthony Kuyate, is to hold events that allow people to connect on an emotional level.
You know, part of building community relations, social cohesion, you know, yes, we might want to talk and exchange. We also just want to feel and experience together. That's where the Bliss Eclipse takes place.
She says as far as shared experiences go, a total solar eclipse is a natural opportunity.
Happen to be in that pathway and to say, hey, this is a moment we should not let pass, right?
So when I heard about the farm, I lost my mind.
This is Reverend Corellis Bryant again.
And then when I got an invitation to this event, the mind came back and I lost it a second time.
Bryant says another difference he's noticed between Vermont and New York City is the awareness here of natural phenomena, like the eclipse.
And having that sensitivity now is really cool. Something, again, in the concrete jungle of New York, nobody cared. Well, no one in my circle seemed to care.
Yeah, but you
It's going to look like...
In this circle, Bliss Eclipse event attendees looked through cards with holes in them to see the crescent shadows of the partially eclipsed sun.
And actually, that's the way the sun is right now. That's how much is covered.
They observed what wildlife was doing as it grew darker and colder.
I feel like the mosquitoes felt the temperature drop, and they're like, ooh, it's our time, let's go.
And sitting on this hillside above rolling meadows, the Adirondack Mountains, and Lake Champlain, they experienced nearly 3 minutes of totality.
Oh my God, look at that.
That's awesome.
Oh my God. Look at
the mountain sunset.
Elsie Berger, her daughter Maya Berger-Auger, and Pia V. Polit all sat together on the grass during totality. And they all say they felt something mystic.
For a few seconds, my heart was beating. I was laying there, and my heart was beating very fast. And I'm already an emotional person. You know, I live with my feelings. And I felt bizarre at a certain time.
Well, I felt like a call to remain more positive, just to remove, like, negative thoughts. Some people say that it's called for a renewal in our lives. So I guess some of us are able to feel it inside of us.
Some people have high energy, like any full moon, you can feel that. So when that happened, I can feel it too. Yeah, a lot of energy.
The energy continued on Monday afternoon inside the barn house at Clemens Family Farm. There, Bliss Eclipse attendees snacked and played music together before heading home.
When the sky, yeah, sing with me, is dark and blue. And the moon is the only light you see.
Local visual artist Julio Desmont, who you hear playing the harmonica, says he came to the event for connection, and that by the end, he found it.
And I could really feel like, you know, I was in perfect synchronization with the sun and the moon, and it feels so good, right? I'm so happy, and yeah, eclipse is something else.
When the sun went dark, he says he went dark. And when the light returned, he says he, too, was shining and bright again. For Vermont Public, I'm Elodie Reed.